Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back here with you on this Getaway Friday with Matt Morgan. 4th of July, eve of the 250th anniversary of this country, July the 3rd, 2026. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We appreciated the phone calls last hour and would love to have more. Good to be back in the studio, 740-383-9944. All right, Matt, what's coming up next hour on your show?
Next hour on my show, I will be joined by Phil Townsend. It'll be the first time he's a caller, but it'll be the first time that he's been on my show, at least. I don't know if he's ever been on anybody else's show. But we're going to talk about local politics, state politics, national politics. He goes to the city council meeting, so he's you know, pretty well informed as that goes, I suppose.
Well, it should be good.
I think so.
And we got the garbage out. It looks like it has rained a little bit. But nothing
horrible. So much cooler outside now.
So much cooler. Oh, finally, just in time for the last broadcast of the fair.
That's right.
It's finally cool. If it had been like that all week, there'd been no problems.
I don't mind rain.
No, I don't mind rain.
So, I mean, I guess I'm not big on, like, you know, downpours, but rain itself is pretty good.
Yeah, not terrible. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Let people know what's going on tomorrow, 1 to 2.
Tomorrow, 1 to 2, we are going to be in front of the Picnic Pavilion at the Marion County Fair. At the event, we are going to
One more shot.
At the event, we're going to have a $100, a big, blown up, not inflated, a $100 bill. And at the event, it will be signed by Mary Ellen. We will have Patience Delaney there. She will be singing, I do believe, 4 patriotic songs. And when Mary Ellen releases the balloons, we're going to play Stars and Stripes Forever. And that's going to be a great, great moment.
Patience is going to sing America the Beautiful.
After the balloons are
released.
There's
going to be 40 red, white, and blue balloons attached to an oversized $100 bill with Mary Ellen's signature on it.
And if you find the balloons with the big $100 bill, you get a lunch or dinner, you know, whatever works best for you, I suppose, at, you know, the place of your choosing on the station.
Yeah, so it's a big day. What a way to celebrate. As I said, there is nothing else going on in this town tomorrow in regard to a one-time-only event on the 250th anniversary of the country. I find that all very strange.
Well, I'm sure there's something going on, but I mean, as far
well,
as
tell me what it is. Where
say,
is it?
As far as big as this thing, I'd probably not.
Silly, isn't it, that nobody planned anything for the 250th anniversary of the country?
What happened to that big, like, America 250 committee that was supposed to be a thing?
Oh, you know, they came up with a few events. They're later this month.
Okay.
Ice cream socials and
oh, that's that.
Edda was homecoming and all that sort of thing.
I see. That's that paper we were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were going to plan some like big shindig, but I guess they broke it up.
I don't. You see, this is why committees are bad. I don't like being on committees. I never like being on committees because committees, they think something's a good idea till it actually happens.
Well, I certainly don't think it. I mean, no, I didn't attend any of the things, but I don't know, I tend to think that one big event's better than a whole bunch of small ones.
Like 20 years ago, I was on a committee, OSUM's, I think it was their 50th anniversary, and I'm telling you, those meetings were absolutely worthless. I mean, they were, for what that ended up being, it really was nothing. It was just, we sat there and would talk. We would spend these meetings talking about napkins and napkin colors and plates and stuff like that. Nothing really of consequence.
It's an OSUM 50-year party?
Yeah. Should we use black napkins?
No, scarlet and gray.
No, there was a lot of talk.
Look, scarlet and gray, it's Ohio State.
Problem solved. You know, it's funny because I used to sit at those meetings, and Madge was in on that board because she was a big donor to Ohio State with the Guthrie Room. So she was at those, and we used to sit together at the end of the table. And I used to look at her, and she used to look at me, and it was kind of a running joke at the start of the meeting. She would lean over and say something like, "Do you think we're going to talk about napkins this week?" And inevitably, that's what we would talk about.
I think you ought to pick the big fish to fry first, and then worst comes to worst, when it gets down to the nitty gritty, you can always get a pack of like a whole bunch of packs of white napkins. I think that you might want to plan the rest of the event before you worry about the napkins.
Or
any of the small things.
It's all how you approach an event.
I don't know.
Tomorrow's event came together quite nicely. I'm kind of shocked at that. When that idea was for a long time, there was a discussion: should something be done on the 250th anniversary of this country? And ideas were thrown back and forth. And you know, eventually, it just came together like all things do.
I guess, yeah.
And what's funny is everybody I've talked to involved with this event says the more they've thought about it, the better they like it. And now that we're on the eve of it, I think that's right. And I think the media feels that way. It got coverage in the newspaper, which few things do.
Me being a procrastinator as per usual, I'm supposed to read the Declaration of Independence, and today is the first time I've picked up my book that has the Declaration of Independence in it.
I'm just excited. I really don't have to do much tomorrow. Just introduce the people. That's about my significance in that program tomorrow, which is just fine by me. Moderator.
You got to hire some photographers.
Well, you know what? We'll see how that goes. I don't know about photography.
If I'm taking pictures, I'm not paying attention. I'd rather be paying attention than taking pictures.
You know, everybody's got a camera on their phone now. But there is an art to taking pictures. I can understand why photography was a profession.
Still is. Not as big as it used to be, but it's still a thing.
I don't know. I mean, there used to be photography for your high school graduation pictures, photographer for your wedding, photographer for birthdays, photographer for school pictures. That's not nearly the business it once was.
Well, yeah, everybody's got a phone now. You can just
Right, but their pictures are not good. You know, there was an era. Like, if you look back at old pictures now, people look good because you were positioned. I remember photographers positioning you.
Yes, we took family pictures when I was young, and you know, they were like, they were just, you know, putting you wherever.
But it does look better.
It looks staged.
Well, that's the point.
I don't want it to look staged.
No, because I look at pictures now, everybody looks stupid. They look ridiculous. They look half, you know, but that's our society now though. We're half. We don't care. It's as lazy as we can be, as slack-jawed as we can be. That's what we want.
I think we just like convenience too much.
Well, I don't think that's convenience. We've always liked convenience. We liked Polaroids better than we liked pictures that took weeks and weeks to develop. The problem was
going
we
back,
crossed.
Though. Now.
Yeah, we regressed.
Vinyls are making a comeback.
Yeah, but that's
Polaroids are making a comeback.
Where are Polaroids making a comeback?
Like, I guess they're not like. Usually, they buy like the off-brand, I suppose, if you want to call it that, like the Instax cameras. I have one. It's just like a Polaroid. You aim, you take a picture.
Why would you want a Polaroid when you spent the first half of the day deleting pictures? Why would you want a camera that actually was going to give you a picture that you would keep?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? I think I've taken one picture with that thing to see if it worked. And that was it. And then I never use it again.
Well, and that's also the problem I have with camera phones. You think it would make your life easier, but really, you just lose more than you ever had. If you had a picture developed, chances are you're going to keep it because you paid for it.
I mean, I think that I kept the one picture I took. It's just some stuff in my car. I just took it to see if the camera worked. I paid like $5 for it at a Goodwill.
See, Polaroids were bigger than this.
Well, The one I have is the Instax Mini. So I mean,
what would you do with that?
Put it in. I don't know. It's a picture. It's
that looks like some kind of covert operation.
It's credit card sized.
I see that.
Yeah.
Like there somewhere, I know there is a photo album with a lot of pictures of me when I was a child. But I don't know where that is, but it exists somewhere, I think.
I don't know.
It could be gone.
I don't know. I don't know if we have a photo album. I mean, I know my grandma has one of, like, you know, when they were younger, and, you know, like my parents and aunts, uncles were younger. So there's that. But I don't know that we have one. Now, my aunt, this isn't a picture book, but she's got...
What happened to the pen and notebook you took out of here earlier?
They're in my car.
Oh, they'll never return.
I mean, they'll return at some point.
Okay.
Do you need them?
No, I was just thinking. There's only two pens here, and there are normally three pens here. You're kind of a tornado. I would hate to see your house, because you, like, earlier on, you knocked over a chair, and you knocked over a balloon.
I never picked up the chair.
Nope, or the balloon. Just left it there on the floor.
Well, the balloon's got helium. It lifts itself up. I gotta pick up the chair,
there's
though.
There's no helium in that. It's just air.
Because what had happened was I came in to plug in my phone, and then I had to unfold this one chair so I could put my phone on the charging pad, and then we ran the trash outside, and by the time I came back inside, I had forgotten all about
the
chair.
But you're always like this. When I come in on Monday morning, whatever you had is still sitting on the table.
No.
Oh, yes.
No. Yep. I throw it away.
You even left the microphone up last week. You left the microphone up, and there'll be a can sitting here. Well,
cans are always
usually,
can.
Usually there's some, like, a straw paper laying over here by the microphone.
I can believe the straw paper, maybe, yep. Yeah.
And if you had gotten candy out and didn't eat it, it's still laying right there.
That's true.
And you always pull your phone out, so you leave the chair open and just lay in over there.
No.
And you had moved the stool, so when I came in today, the stool had been moved.
I didn't move the stool.
Well, I must have been Linda. She must be the same thing.
I'm not moving the stool.
I don't know.
Why am I moving the stool?
Listen, people can move things around, but before they leave, just put it back the way it was.
Look, I'm telling you, I throw my cans in the trash can. I forgot to pick up the chair because we got sidetracked.
No, I'm saying you're always charging your phone, and you never put the chair back up and put it back where it was.
It's because I don't sleep 8 hours a night. So, like, I'll go to sleep with my phone at, like, I don't know. Like, I'll put it on the charger, but it'll be at, like, I don't know, 20-some-odd%. And then when I wake up, because I don't sleep all that long, it's at, like, 72%, and then I use it all day.
No, I'm not saying you can't charge your phone. I'm just saying why not pull the chair up and put it back the way it was before you leave.
I mean, do I not? I'm pretty sure I do.
No, you don't. You don't. I come in Monday morning, flip the lights on, and it was.
I don't know. At the very least, I throw my can away. There's that.
You might, but other than that,
I've definitely left my, like,
You definitely leave straw paper and candy out. I know that.
Yes, straw paper and candy. Candy more so than straw paper, probably. But I don't know. I don't get candy a whole lot, like every other week.
There you go. I just learned to clean up after myself in a studio because I knew other people were using it. That goes back to when I started. So because I didn't like coming in and having to clean up somebody else's mess, or if I walked in with the guest, I did not want to walk into a mess.
Holy shit.
What is that? Whoa! Where did that come from?
I have no clue. Big old beetle.
Well, where'd it go?
On the floor?
Well, get it off the floor.
What do you want me to put it in?
Well, did you know what you said?
Yes, the beetle spooked me, okay?
God almighty.
What do you want me to do about the beetle?
Did that come from your car?
No, it falling on my arm. Probably came from the fair.
Oh, that is a big bug.
What do you want me to do with it?
Don't kill it. Take it outside and release it.
Take it outside and release it.
Put it in the napkin, take it outside and release it. You don't want to curse that thing. God, that's as big as a 50-cent piece.
Oh, I don't like beetles, bro. They got, like, the exoskeleton, you know?
Well, don't bust it. Where is it?
It's right there.
God, don't let it come over here. Holy God.
Give me the, like, heebie-jeebies.
How could that be crawling on you for an hour and a half? That had to come from somewhere else.
Telling you, I mean...
I would have seen that.
I mean, it...
Oh, my God. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think that's a sign of something. Where do Beatles come from? Where would you... Jeez. 740-383-9944. There's no way that Beatle could have been on him from the fair, because he drove back here in a car, came in, he was in here for an hour, we took the garbage out, he drove next door and got a beverage. There's no way that Beatle could have been on him. Where did that thing come from? God, that thing was enormous. Big as a 50-cent piece. Holy moly. 740-383-9944. See, this is why you should never use profanity. Because when you get spooked, you regress to the profanity instead of clean words. Holy jeez. See, that was weird to be having a conversation about cleanliness and a giant beetle appeared. I wonder if that was one of those signs, you know? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944, 29 minutes past the hour here. Oh, that was funny. There's no way that could have come from the fair. Because you drove back, you were sitting here for an hour.
I mean, even if it came out of my car, it would have had to come from the fair. I mean, I've never seen a beetle that big in my life.
But I'm saying it had to be in your car. There had to be. We walked outside and took the garbage out.
I don't know.
That was funny.
I don't know. I would like to apologize for the poor language.
See, that's why...
It scared me, okay? I looked down and I was like, oh my gosh.
But the bug doesn't know profanity.
It wasn't for the bug.
No, but you say, holy mackerel, holy Toledo, holy cow.
It caught me off guard, okay? I happened to look down and go, what is that?
That's why if people don't use bad language at all, that doesn't happen.
Look,
I wouldn't say that if I was...
The bug spooked me,
I'd say, geez.
Well, that is not what I said.
You who died and then scared of anything, boy, that bug, you were scared to have those fear.
I mean, I picked up the bug. My brother wouldn't. My brother used to wake me up in the middle of the night to get stink bugs out of his room. At least I grabbed the beetle with the napkins.
Listen, it's fine.
It just spooked me. I wouldn't, you know, that's a big beetle. I wasn't ready for the beetle.
Who would be?
It's a big beetle.
You know, I don't know. We know where something like that would come from.
I'm telling you. I mean, I probably got it from the fair somehow.
Oh, you know something? The other night I came home from the fair, like Wednesday night, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever.
Man, I want to go home and, like, take a shower or something.
It's a beetle.
Yeah, but...
What do you think it has on it?
No, I'm not worried about... I don't know. I just... Now I feel like I got some, like, bugs crawling on me. Look, I don't know.
Insane.
I've got nothing against bugs, okay?
You're insane.
But like, I have a simple rule with bugs and spiders, okay? I don't mind them. So long as they stay over in their little areas. Like, there's a spider that's lived in my shower now since I moved in. It just stays up there in its corner. And then so long as it stays up there in the corner while I'm taking a shower, I don't care. But if it comes near me, I promise you, it's dead. And that's pretty much my policy for insects.
Well, the beetle's gone.
The insects can do whatever they want, but the moment you...
What is bathing going to do? It wasn't even on your skin. It was on your clothes.
Yeah, I probably would have felt it if it was crawling on me.
Well, that was enjoyable.
I don't think it was.
Well, I thought it was entertaining.
It was a big beetle.
Well.
Apologize anyway. for the poor language.
Now, back to what I was saying. The other night... So I was coming home from the fair, like 8:30, you know, hot, one of those 95-degree days. And I had just changed so I could go out and walk real quick before it's time to go to bed. And here's this guy going door to door trying to sell some kind of, I don't know, spray for bugs. You know, he wanted to spray around my house. And I'll knock the price off. I'll get it down to this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And this guy, he just would not shut up. And finally, I said, listen, I'm not buying anything. I've got to go. Thank you. Goodbye. And I don't think he liked it very much, but you know, he was just, it's fine to be persistent, but I did not want to talk to him.
Then why'd you engage?
Because I'm friendly.
Well, he's a salesman.
Well, yeah, I would... Fine. Try to sell me it, but that's okay. But when I say no, that's it. Don't keep... 95 degrees, and I'm out there in... And you already said, I walked out there in a t-shirt. Probably one of those old Kroger shirts that say something might get your vaccine or something.
Hey, do people still do selling things door-to-door?
Well, this guy was...
But, like, kid, like, I mean, I don't know how much, like...
Oh, yeah, I get kids all the time knocking, trying to sell candy bars or, okay. What else do they sell now?
Cause, like,
magazines?
I remember when I was a kid, like, we had the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and people like that come and knock on our doors trying to sell us cookies.
I was a Cub Scout.
And popcorn. Popcorn was big for the Boy Scouts.
I don't like when the kids come to my door.
I always feel obligated to buy something.
No, I just open the door and I say, no, thank you.
No. I mean, to be fair, I haven't had it happen in years. To be fair, I live out in the middle of nowhere now.
Oh, I have it happen.
Why would it happen if I lived in the city still?
There, well, I'm not in the city, but they're always trying to sell stuff.
Well, you live like, you know.
It's a neighborhood.
Yeah, but I don't live in a neighborhood.
Well, people, and they ring the doorbell.
I didn't even know you had a doorbell.
I do. They ring the doorbell.
I always knock.
Yeah, cha-ching, cha-ching. Okay. Then I always look through the peephole, because, you know, there's some people you don't want to deal with.
You're not home.
No, there's some people. Like this guy. If I'd have seen him, no. I would not have opened the door.
You know, I don't remember what we were doing, what we were going to, maybe it was going to the Bravo competition, but I had gotten to your house before you had gotten back to your house from wherever you were. So I was just sitting on your like front
yes,
porch reading
yes.
a book.
I remember that.
That's good.
I'm a nice neighborhood.
I think so.
It's very peaceful. You can sit on my front porch and look at the pond and look at 23, which is off far in the distance, and look at the big field where they're growing things. It's very nice.
One of my friends lives in that neighborhood.
I love that neighborhood. But apparently there's a bug problem, according to this guy. I said, I have not seen any bugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a lot of bugs in your house?
No, I said, I'm not. He said, well, trust me, they're coming. And then he'd take me over to the dirt. And he'd say, you see, they're coming. I say, that's dirt. There's supposed to be bugs in the dirt. There are no bugs that I have seen in the house. Well, they're there. You just, and then he showed me a wasp's nest. And, okay. Gotcha. I haven't seen any wasps inside either. If I see a wasp, I'll call you.
You should get a business card. You should have got a business card.
God.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Everybody works off their tablet now. Like, well, these are the prices I give my family, so this is what I'll give you. These are the real prices, but this is the family discount. I'll do this for you only this one time if you sign up for 6 months.
Right.
I don't see any bugs.
Oh, you know.
Now, you might want to talk to him about bugs. You seemingly have a problem.
No, just the one time.
That was a 250th anniversary beetle.
Spiders, you know, spiders are spiders.
Okay. The air quality's been bad this week.
Nothing's been bad.
Oh, I've read the reports every day. Air quality, poor.
How so?
It's probably the pollen. Humidity, the air, there's a lot in the air you can't see. That's why I saw, the guy today was using his inhaler. He was probably asthmatic, one of the auctioneers.
Well, I could see that with the heat.
Yeah, poor air quality.
I didn't know heat was poor air quality.
Oh, yeah. Excessive heat? When the weather changes?
Well, but I don't know. Heat's heat, not. I mean, I guess it's air temperature.
Humidity is bad. So what questions are you going to ask next hour?
I'm going to ask him what he feels about Vivek Ramaswamy, what he feels about Amy Acton,
What does this have to do
with city council,
What do you think the big problems are with city council?
I mean, the things I'm going to ask him about are going to be like the sirens, because I guess those are still a thing.
Oh. I mean, well, here we go.
I'll ask them about the flock cameras, just because the flock cameras are paid for now, but I think that the flock cameras are pretty good and well been talked about at this point. You know, the extension and staggering of terms for city council.
I don't think you'll get this far.
You're going to get stuck on the sirens.
I think you should start with sirens and then see where you get after that.
Start with sirens. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot to say. I don't really see a necessity in the sirens, but you know, I'm not everybody. So if everybody else thinks that the sirens are a necessity, then by all means.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's how people feel.
Well, then, by all means, fix your sirens so you can feel so safe and secure.
I don't know why these sirens upset you.
They don't.
Seem to.
No.
You want to be contrarian.
No, I don't know. I've never really paid attention to the sirens, I guess.
Well, they're there. Yeah. They're not going off tonight, so we're probably okay. See, it's dark.
Yeah.
See, let's say you're at the fair.
Okay.
And you're in your RV.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You need to hear the sirens.
You can sleep through it.
No, it could blow you away.
Well, if you sleep through it, you won't know the difference.
You don't want to be in an RV during a rant. You would get out and you'd go over to the Coliseum. A safe place.
No, maybe.
Well, if you want to be killed, I mean, if you're of a suicide contemplation, that's fine. Go ahead.
I don't think sleeping in a... In
All
a,
of us don't want to kill ourselves.
I don't think sleeping in an RV in a
during
storm.
A tornado, yeah.
Oh, during a tornado. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what the sirens tell you.
But look, Marion doesn't have tornadoes.
No, we haven't yet, but it just, you know, Sister Hatch is not rebuking the storms here anymore.
Yeah.
She would have tore you to shreds. I'd have loved for you to meet her and just looked at her wrong. She used to tear Charlie Evers one side up and down the other. I mean, she used to rip him like nobody's business. My Lord. I used to sit there and moderate those shows. Oh, she would just... He could not get a word... I'll tell you what, he didn't get a word edgewise in with Sister Earlene Hatch, I'll tell you that. My Lord.
You just gotta scream over her, I guess.
You couldn't do it because she was laying you out the whole time. And I never had that issue with her. Because I didn't try to be contrarian with you. Or with her. But he liked to pull her string, and I think he thought it was a good idea in the beginning. And he would try to yank her a little bit, and she would just and 20 minutes later, it was over.
Look, I'm telling you, the lady can beat me.
I bet he wishes he was back up on the courthouse then. I bet he wishes he was on the courthouse when he would hang with her. There was a time when he was trying to tell her about Paris, about how men will just come up and pinch you on the rear end. And she was telling him that no man was going to pinch her on the rear end. And by the time the conversation was over, she said she was going to whip him with a wet noodle. I mean, it was something else.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's funny. Interesting woman.
Yes, she was. But I enjoyed her a great deal.
I like people, generally speaking, yeah.
And Martha?
Never met Martha.
Martha, she was unique. Oh, mercy me, Martha.
Well, I mean, she got the dance schools. They're still around.
Well, that's what she did. But if you knew her, her personality was just... Phew, funny lady. Funny, funny lady.
Well, that's good. I know she's got she always wore the boa and the...
Yeah, but
glasses.
If you ever rode in a car with her when she was driving, I mean, that was just an experience right there. That's all you needed. She was all over the road. I still don't to this day know how she did this. She would go to McDonald's And I was with her in the car when this happened. The laws of gravity did not apply to her automobile because she would go. I swear to you, this happened. She would go to McDonald's and she would order a senior coffee, scalding hot coffee. And you know, they give it to you in that little paper styrofoam cup. She would take that thing and she would sit it on her dashboard right up above her, right like above the steering wheel. And she would drive down the road and stop and start. And I sat in that passenger seat just waiting for that scalding hot coffee when she would stop to come flopping down on her lap and give her all kinds of burns. And we would have to take her. She's just driving down the road and that coffee was just sitting right up there on the dashboard. It was the I still don't know how she did that.
She's a pro.
She was.
That's how you do it.
And I remember... She always listened to the show. She was a faithful listener. And I had a morning show one time on WDCM. And on that morning show, we had Gallagher, watermelon smashing comedian. Mm-hmm. And we had Miss Ohio in the studio. And Martha is listening at home on Girard. And she thinks this is the greatest thing in the world. And somehow during the course of this 3-hour live morning show, it was decided that when the show was over, we were going to go out in the parking lot and smash a watermelon. Why? I have no idea. With Miss Ohio, you got to understand.
Okay.
So, we go down. I don't even know why we had a watermelon. Maybe it was because Gallagher was there. So, the show is over. We all go down to the parking lot. And Martha drives on over to the station. So, she's out there. And... I don't know. She parked so far up on the curb. Half the car was up on the curb. And so she decides she's going to help smash the watermelon too. And I think there's video somewhere of Martha Douse at well over 80 years of age with a sledge-o-matic in the parking lot of the radio station smashing a watermelon. With Miss Ohio and Gallagher.
That's a video. Right
I
there.
Swear it exists somewhere. And then we all took a picture in the parking lot when it was over. And then the cops came and saw the way she was parked.
Ooh, well, that's no good.
And I forget who it was, but some officer said, "Ma'am, you're parked on the curb." And she, "Oh, officer, oh my God. I didn't realize it. Oh, please." And he didn't give her a ticket. No, she just drove away.
Oh,
that was fun.
Well, you can't ticket the old people, I guess.
Oh, she was fun. And she was all Martha doused up that day, too. She had her, you know, I don't know if she had a boa on, but I remember I think she had a crown in her hair and the big sequin glasses. She was funny. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I don't know if that video exists on YouTube or not. That's one of those videos you can just watch over and over and over. Oh, it's
it sounds like a good video.
It's a wonderful video watching her smash that watermelon in the parking lot. Let's see here if we can find this. Martha Douse Gallagher. See, that's what I love about talk shows. Where else are you going to get people? There it is. It does exist. Martha Douse smashing a watermelon with Gallagher, June 25th, 2012. 35 seconds long. All right, well, get ready. Here's what it sounds like. Oh, I'm sure there's all kinds of... I wish you could see her car in this... Oh, and she had a whistle. I forgot about that. She had a whistle for some reason that day. I don't understand any of this. Okay, here we go.
Oh, go ahead, Martha. Let her rip. There you go.
And Gallagher eats a piece of the watermelon off the table. Now, wasn't that fabulous?
I think that's good.
Oh, that's a classic moment in radio, I'll tell you that. God almighty, the things that happened. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Just saw... let's see here. Oh, just... Dick Schwader just saw the taped interview of Mary Ellen Withrow by Colleen Marshall on Channel 4 leading up to Red, White, and Boom. Now the reception went out, and I'll have to watch the rebroadcast. What, did they air the Mary Ellen video tonight on before Red, White, and Boom?
Sounds that way, yeah.
I'll tell you, I was there for that. That was a good interview. That interview is getting a lot of play.
I bet it is, yeah.
And we got her launching the balloons tomorrow. I'm telling you, this is the right time. That's fascinating.
Well, who would you rather have open up Red, White, and Boom than Mary Ellen Withrow? Ohio's favorite treasurer.
Oh, there was Martha on the field. I forget why she was out there. She was a majorette with Harding. And she was, oh, that's one of my favorite suits. She's teaching Buckeye Guy to do the Cupid Shuffle. Oh, that was fascinating.
Man.
September 16th, 2018. 8 years ago. Martha would have been rather elderly at that point. But here it is. You'll have to dream up. This was a good video. What you just witnessed?
Oh, it's just Buckeye Guy and Martha doing the Cupid Shuffle. I mean, I don't know why, but I mean that's a great video, you know.
She was like 88 at the time. Even a walker didn't stop her. And she's positioning him. I thought it was fascinating.
Martha's a funny lady.
Oh, here she is singing "We Are the Kids" from Martha Dow. There's another pair of glasses. She had those glasses.
We are the kids from Martha Dow. She hears so much about. The people stop and stare at us whenever we go out. We're noted for our dancing and the many things we do. Most everybody likes us and we hope you like us too. I do. As we go dancing and the music starts to play, hooray, rock! You will see us dancing. Martha Dow is here to stay. Hooray, rock!
A classy lady. Did you know she was into politics?
No, I didn't know Martha was into
politics. Oh, yes, she was. I took her the Obama, Mitt Romney, Rock'em Sock'em, whatever they were. When you remember, that was your first election, wasn't it?
Yep.
What, yeah, it was, see, you were how old then?
I would have been 5 or 6.
Oh, here it is.
I guess 6 probably, because it happens in November.
Martha, with the Rock'em Sock'em, President Obama, and Mitt Romney. Pre-election clip.
This is Scott Spears on location with the Queen of Dance, Martha Dalsmanese. And Martha, you've got two gentlemen who are very popular this time of year. Who do you have there?
I've got Mr. Obama. This is the one and only Mr. Wonderful himself, came to Marion, Ohio. Did you know it was Warren G. Harding's birthday yesterday?
I did, and that's Mr. Mitt Romney.
He's a Republican. Mr. Republican of America.
Who is your choice for the next president, Martha?
Mr. Wonderful Republican President. Mr. Wonderful. I can't, isn't he good looking?
What about
He's
the other?
He's better looking than this man. And these puppets, wherever you got them, you did the right thing, Mr. Scott Spears.
And we should show them what they do, Martha. Give me Mr. Obama there. You hold Mr. Romney. We'll take Mr. Obama off the pedestal here. And you can take, and there's, let's see here.
Let's see it.
Is Mr. Obama a fighter?
That's on you, mister. Go get your hands back. Let's hear this one.
Want to see Mr. Romney?
Take the back seat, mister. Oh, no. They come off of the base here.
And there's Mitt.
It still works. Look at him. Hit him. Knock him dead. I love you, mister. Shake my hand. God love you. Be with you tomorrow. You're going to be
Martha,
the winner.
Martha, what happens if this man wins?
I'm going to hate it. I'm going to move out of the country.
Martha.
Pennsylvania.
It's out of the country.
It's out of Ohio.
Now listen to that end again. Now,
God love you. Be with you tomorrow. You're going to be
Martha,
the winner.
Martha, what happens if this man wins?
I'm going to hate it. I'm going to move out of the country.
Where are you going to move to, Martha?
Pennsylvania.
Well, that's not out of the country.
It's out of Ohio.
Now, see, do you understand? That's how you used to have to talk to Martha. She's moving out of the country.
Yeah, I got that.
To Pennsylvania. Martha did not leave the country.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and her dancing with Ox Baker. Oh, there was wonderful, wonderful moments.
How old is Ox Baker?
Well, he was old there, too. 2013. This is the whole episode. We don't need that. Here they are dancing. Oh, my Lord.
Movie star, Ox Baker. Here you go, only on this program. This is an exclusive.
Never have to have a chaperone, no sir. I have to keep my eye on.
go. Now, but you both sit back down here. That was, I'm telling you what, Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire eat your heart out, wherever they are. My goodness. Martha.
Boy, you're good.
Okay, tell us, Martha, 70 years of dance, how good is Ox on his feet?
Very good.
Good Ox?
He's what? Got excellent rhythm, and you have to have rhythm to
you
dance.
Have rhythm.
He's got rhythm. Ox, how was it to dance with Martha? Hand this microphone over there, if you could, Martha.
Excuse me.
We're a little tied up in the cords, but we'll get through that.
You were as hard as dancing here with Martha. The year rode away. Again, I was that teenager on Electricity Park in Waterloo, Iowa, dancing, having the time of my life. You know, in my day when I danced, they called me the sweater because I would just be wringing wet with water. But I want to tell you, my dear, I enjoyed every minute of that.
Well, I enjoyed it too.
Martha Dowse and Ox Baker, what a pair. Hey, the one and only queen of dance. Ox, is she the queen of dance?
If she is the queen of dance, she's right up there with him. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, you're the king of dance.
So if she's the queen, I want to be the king, so we'll be the king and queen.
I tell you what, you never know. Wedding bells could be ringing before you know.
I thought we had a love connection back there. We had Ox Baker, big old professional wrestler, 6'6", big eyebrows twisted around, and Martha with the big sequin. You know, the things that used to happen on my show, it's unbelievable.
Imagine if you... I don't know. It's unfortunate that camera quality back in the olden days was not up to par.
You didn't enjoy that?
No, it's good, but you know, it would be better if it was like, you know...
Ye olden days.
Like 1080p.
Listen.
That's like 244.
Well, can't you upgrade that quality?
I don't know. I'm not a techie kind of person.
Maybe I'll do an anniversary show sometime. We'll play like clips.
You can do that.
Let's go back in the archives here. Back when we had smoke and mirrors, the cameras used to run by steam. And let's take a look at this bit of footage. My God, this was 14 years ago.
Oh no, it's just not like, you know, black and white or something. I watched a lot of black and white movies with my grandma.
I don't think the quality was horrible.
I mean, it's not like horrible, but it's not. It's certainly no, you know, modern day graphics.
Well, maybe you can upgrade them.
You'll have that, you know. I mean, it's fine.
I was on before modern day graphics.
Yeah, I get that.
Nah. But you don't get clips like those today. The great Martha Dowse and the Ox Baker.
Well, yeah, they're
that clip from Martha and Mitt Romney and Barack Obama? That is 14 years old. That's unbelievable. I've been around too long. Too long.
That's the first election I remember, so it sounds about right to me, yeah.
Well, everybody have a wonderful 250th anniversary. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 1:15 p.m. It's the big thing. You don't want to miss it. Balloons, all kinds of stuff. Mary Ellen, once in a lifetime. You got a show coming up next?
Yes.
All right, for Matt Morgan, Scott Spears, happy 250th. I'm heading for the dugout.
Yeah. And I went, well, what about me? What about my knee?
To the original Doctor of Love, Dr. Ruth West.